At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Well, that snappy little tune means it's time again for the Simon Says podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
Hi over there.
Maddie's over there hiding under the thing. Hey.
What? I'm wearing my hood because it's cold in here.
I have no hair. I hope that you will subscribe and like. Does that affect your body temperature? You ain't got no hair. Does that really make you colder than you were back when you had hair? Do you remember?
I don't remember having hair.
Okay.
It's been so long.
I mean, my hair is kind of fine, so I don't think it keeps me that warm.
Yes,
no, but if I shave my head, it's good. I mean, if it's cold, it's cold. I mean, my head gets cold. It's skin.
Neat. We're the Get Up Show. We're on the radio at 98.7 Simon in Greensboro, North Carolina. You can get with us online at 987simon.com. You can call. We're going to have calls on the podcast today.
Oh, yay.
It's been weeks in the making. If you ever want to be part of the show, call 336-373-0987. We told you about the zoo, the reverse zoo, where you can get put in a cage and go out and be set down in the Sahara so lions can come and look at you.
Yeah, depending on the weather and staff.
Right. If the weather's bad, they ain't going to come get you.
Right. So you just got to wait it out.
You make a friend with a lion, maybe he'll bring you a little bit of, what is those things they eat?
Gazelles.
Antelopes.
Gazelles and antelopes. They'll bring you a little gazelle and antelope tray.
Is that like charcuterie?
Yeah.
But from the jungle.
So, yeah, people are crazy at zoos. You know, we had the lady who was giving the monkey the Cheetos. We had the guy who reached into the cat cage and got swatted at.
That happens a lot. There was one where a lady got, like, I think a polar bear got her leg or something like that.
They're not supposed to be. I mean, most zoos, they have there's
barrier.
A pole here, and then there's a big open space,
yeah.
And then there's the animals behind a cage. You shouldn't be able to reach there.
Isn't it crazy that they can reach them, and not even just that they can, that they do? I remember the worst thing about the Science Center Zoo was the possibility of getting sprayed by a tiger.
Getting beat on.
They would back their butt right up to the fence.
I remember going to, like, the D.C. Zoo.
Yeah, National Zoo.
And it's like, yeah, the enclosures for the big cats are like a giant concrete moat, and they're so far away. And then you go to the Science Center, and it's like, hey, there's a tiger.
I always thought that was to keep the animals from getting out, but now I know it's to keep the humans from getting in.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like that old play, Zoo Story. Are we watching them, or are they watching us?
Well, we're the idiots, not them, apparently.
Poor, poor lady in Belgium has been banned from the zoo because she fell in love with a chimpanzee named Cheetah.
Yeah, I think it was interesting because she said that she would go on a weekly basis for 4 years. So once a week.
Oh,
at
just
least.
Once a week?
Well,
she was keeping that zoo open.
It sounds like she was. I mean, if it's this bad, then she might have been going a lot longer. But I like that they, in the story I was reading, the two bar-crossed lovers.
Bar-crossed.
would reportedly blow kisses and wave at each other.
Yeah. In one of the pictures, the chimp is in, like, one of those glass things, and she's up on the glass, kissing the glass, and the chimp is kissing back through the glass at her.
Yeah.
But Does she realize that when she's not there at the zoo, that chimp does that to everyone?
I don't think it does. I think they had a special bond. And the reason that they banned her from doing this is because they said that chimp wasn't properly socializing with other chimps because it was so into this crazy, this real nice lady.
That to me is interesting. So it's to say, this chimp is I don't want to hang out with these other chimps. I'm waiting for red lady.
I want that fully bald, pink, and splotchy thing.
What's that fleshy, weird, and hairless thing that keeps going pucker face at me?
And the chimp's name is Cheetah, just like Tarzan's chimp. So, you know, it was bound to happen.
Is her name Jane?
I don't know. I don't understand this whole thing. I really like that panda, and I go back to see him every once in a while at the zoo. But to feel like you're in a relationship with this animal is a whole different level.
Nowadays, there's a lady married to Michael Jackson's ghost. There's one woman who's married a roller coaster.
Yeah, and they're completely sane.
Wasn't somebody else married to the Statue of Liberty? It happens.
And the Eiffel Tower and a windmill.
I think that was the same lady.
Dolphin.
She gets around. I like the one with the pirate ghost.
Ghost was a great one.
Dolphin was a crazy one. That went on for years.
But isn't she another one who was married to other things, too?
I don't know.
I just never really realized I had so many options out there.
You're
true.
A sucker. Marrying people like a sucker over and over.
God, I love my
laptop.
I spent
all those years single for no reason.
And I wonder how that conversation happens. Who has to have that talk where they're like, ma'am, you can't come back here anymore. This has gotten real weird.
Oh, she was crying. It was awful.
What was a monkey doing?
Monkey didn't care. Monkey was chewing on the end of a stick like he would have been either way.
Throwing poop.
Yeah. Loved doing that. He was saving some.
Scratching things and sniffing it and falling out of
cigarettes.
So we were talking about the...
Sorry, you can't come in here. Your relationship's too intimate with this chimp.
Yeah, and he's trying to... We've got him back on the patch and the nicotine gum, and you keep bringing him the damn Pall Malls in here, and he's never going to stop if you keep doing that. And he's smoking with the patch on and chewing the gum all at the same time.
Maybe she thought if she did it long enough, she'd get conjugals or something
All right.
Oh.
Lunch meat variety patch.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? I'm gonna back into it. Lunch meat variety pack. When that thing came in the house, it had, if I remember correctly, there was bologna, there was ham, there was olive loaf.
Wouldn't there be a salami?
Was there? You might be too fancy.
Oscar Mayer had one that I thought had it.
Yeah, in your rich neighborhood.
Well, he's just a tiny bit younger than we are, yeah. So I think they might have graduated to normal meats by the time he was paying attention.
But that dang olive loaf, when you saw the variety pack, you're like, all right, yeah, all right, ew.
Did anyone ever eat that in your house?
Well, you had to eventually.
We didn't.
Oh, yeah. When you got down to the last, and that was the last thing in the variety pack was the olive loaf, you take those slices of olive loaf out and you carefully pick out the pieces of olive.
Right.
And then you have a bologna-like substance.
And what's strange is I love olives, but that stuff always freaked me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I'm just curious on how they get them suspended so well. Because, if you think about it, whenever you put like raisins and cookies, sometimes they'll settle to the bottom. Mm. So how did they press the meat tube out and keep
called processing?
I know, Maddie. But olives are specifically, they don't, it's not like a ring of olives at the bottom
of
the tube.
You're not dumping all of your meat-like sludge in at one time. You're doing what they call layering. You put in some meat-like sludge, olives, more meat-like sludge, more olives.
I believe that the olives are whole when they put them in there.
Oh, yeah.
They make their loaf, and then they slice it so they're perfectly flat and lined
up. Really an interesting thought, though, that someone sat there and is like, you know what's going to take this processed meat to the next level? Olives!
Yeah, I don't know who in the world ever came up with that and thought that was a good thing.
Are these the lies that all men tell? What do you think is the number one lie that all men tell?
You're the only one.
Nope, that's not it.
It's not you, it's me.
Nope.
That's true.
What? That is?
It has always been me and not you. I don't know.
Okay.
I live here. That is my car.
These are the top lies that men tell all the time to women. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Now, to me, that sounds like something that I more associate with women.
Women do that more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine. And you never want to hear that.
No, because she's so not fine.
Nothing is okay if you hear nothing's wrong. I'm fine.
A deep simmering hate is happening.
I'm not looking to have sex with you.
I mean, what?
That's
yeah. That one's a lie.
Giant lie.
It may or may not be.
Oh, it is a lie.
I can honestly say that I have said that and it has been true. I told Maddie that just earlier today.
I'm also not looking to go out with you again.
Oh, man. Damn liar.
Next lie. Just one more beer.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Just one more little old beer.
God, or just even saying, I'm just going to go out and grab a beer.
A beer.
Like, I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the world.
That's just men.
I did that. I had one beer at your wedding reception.
You did.
That was back when I drank beer.
Because we had
beer.
To drive from next year to get back home.
I wasn't driving.
You were too busy running away.
That's true.
Waiting
true.
By the car for the person who was driving.
Holy crap. And then we were the first to leave, and we had to turn around because we went the wrong way. And so we thought, all right, let's just go this way so we don't have to drive by the whole wedding reception and them know that we're the first a-holes to leave. They haven't even started dancing or cutting the cake. And then we started leaving like the back way. Nobody would have seen us. Somebody goes, you're going to have to go back around right by in front of that party of those people to get out. Damn it.
I'll let them know you're coming. Hey, guys! Yeah.
And then the first person I see is your mom.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about her.
You sure?
Yeah, she wasn't like, hey, they left early.
Okay, the next lie that all men tell women, no, you don't look fat.
You just don't ask that question.
Nah.
Yeah, you should never ask a question that you're not prepared to hear the answer for.
Or if you have that relationship with your guy and like he honestly would tell you, that's one thing. But if you're just going to get your feelings hurt, don't ask.
But I would never, I guess that is a lie then, because I would never say, yes, you look fat. I would never in the world say that to anyone.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. Sometimes I'll ask, does this look okay? And he'll be like, maybe you should, you know, put something else on or something like that.
What? But, he said what?
Yeah, but see, I don't mind that. Like, what do you think about this outfit or this haircut?
No, I want him to be honest, because I mean, if he doesn't think I look good, then I don't.
I just declare it all the time. Not about her, but I'll say I look fat.
And nah, then man. That makes her feel better?
You look great.
I like to poke my belly out and rub it. And check out what you got.
You got your hoodie on all the time. Nobody can see your various rolls and protrusions. Here's the next big lie. Men tell women, I didn't drink much.
That I don't know why you would bother.
Now, the top four, we're getting into some that are going to sound very familiar. I'm sorry I missed your call. Also, variations on that one. My battery died. I had no signal.
I didn't see your text. I mean, what?
I'm on my way.
30 minutes later.
Yeah. I have done. I'm getting ready to leave.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm on my way.
Oh,
means
yeah. I'm getting ready to leave is a good one.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way is the same thing for me. Yeah. I could be in the house, you know, in my underwear and be like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way.
Oh, remember the certain somebody who, you know, hey, why are you, you're not at work yet? And I'm outside.
Oh, my God. No, we're not going to. Literally, the guy said, I called and I was like, hey, what's going on? You're not here. No, I'm there. Yeah, I'm there.
No,
I'm there.
Not.
No, I called your house number and you answered it.
I'm here and you're not.
Okay. The number two lie that most men tell all women, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, I've done that with my Amazon purchases.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to get into the specifics on certain things.
The car, the boat, the stereo, the...
Yeah, that stuff's obvious. It's the things that she wouldn't... I mean, I like to think of it as like the stuff maybe she's not aware of what the going rate for something is.
Like what? What's something that you know you spent too much on?
I bragged about how I didn't spend it on, but it was these earbuds that were very fancy, and I almost bought them, but I didn't.
Earbuds?
Oh, they were really cool.
That is a great story! Wow, did you hear that? He almost bought them, but didn't.
But didn't.
But I was
so
proud of myself.
Technically, he didn't lie to her because he didn't buy them.
Look, there's nobody more proud of you right now than me.
Okay, I don't appreciate
when,
your
when
tone.
I think back on all the things we've been through, and I hear you say that you almost bought those earbuds, and then you didn't? Oh, my God. God.
Okay, I get it. I didn't do it. All right, fine.
And the number one lie that all men tell women, I'm stuck in traffic.
But you know, the one you didn't say was you're breaking up.
New phone, who dis?
You need to have a little Getz's caramel cream wrapper handy at all times because it has the perfect rattle for that. They are the perfect cellophane for the you're breaking up.
Oh, I think I lost you. Gotta go. Bye.
See, I don't think these are that bad. The one, I don't want to have sex with you, that's more like something that a man would say. Some of these are things that everybody says.
True.
When I'm running late, I'm always on my way and stuck in traffic.
Yeah. So we have some phone calls to share with you. We appreciate hearing from you anytime. Anytime you want to get in touch with us, 336-373-0987. Do I have to put the 4 on this for it to go in there?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. All right, here we go. Here comes some of your phone calls. You guys ready?
Do it.
Okay. Hey, Simon. I love Ric Flair and all them old wrestlers. But Dusty Rhodes told Ric Flair one time, he says, brother, I live on Bass Street, USA. The further you go down the streets, the worse it gets. And I live in the last house.
Yeah.
Huh?
Walk that aisle.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about Dusty Rhodes.
Not really.
The American Dream. Son of a plumber, Dusty Rhodes. I know the meaning of the word pain.
I know they get my car dirty.
But he was referring to the news that Ric Flair, after all these years, at 72 years young, has left the WWE forever.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't he just going to go to one of the other ones that's out there?
Tell me another one.
Isn't that the one that's hot right now?
I don't think Ric Flair needs to be doing any wrestling at all.
No, I mean, I think there's a certain point where they need to
he
stop.
He almost died a year ago or something. He probably should stop.
He wasn't technically wrestling actively. He was more in the background, the plots, you know, the stuff going on. Mm-hmm. He was involved in some stuff like that. So he wasn't cutting his forehead with little pieces of razor blade for an extra $100 anymore.
Good to know.
Not anymore. But man, Ric Flair, who's better than Ric Flair back in his day, huh?
The most well-known, the best-looking, the best-dressed, custom-made clothes, gold around my neck, Rolex watch around my wrist, my shoes cost more than your house. Drive a Lincoln Continental, a Mercedes, a Rolls, own a Corvette, live in the biggest house on the biggest side of town.
Jet airplanes.
And I got a limousine sits out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go.
Y'all know I used to work for him, right?
Ric Flair?
Yeah.
You did not.
He owned some Gold's Gyms.
Oh, yeah.
In Charlotte. And I worked at one of them. And it was all like young girls that worked at the front desk. And every time he would come in to work out, he'd be like, hello, tadpoles. He called us all tadpoles.
How about that?
And he didn't know any of our names.
Isn't that neat?
But he was actually very nice.
Yeah. How tall is he?
He's taller than me, but not tall. So I'd say maybe 5'10".
Are you 5'10"?
Yeah, give or take.
Is that your lying height?
Yeah.
Okay. So is he taller than Maddie? Stand up.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Think about Ric Flair.
In my
20s. Act like Ric Flair.
I'm the walkingest, talkingest, not shoeingest.
You're not tan enough.
I know. Leatheriest.
Now woo.
Woo!
Now, is he as tall as that?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool.
All right, tadpole.
Here comes some more calls.
Hey, Sam. I heard y'all talking on there about people going to the gym. They smoke a little bit of that called marijuana. It gives them energy. Well, they right. Because I tell you what, I got a job. I work all day, every day. And I toke all day, every day, daily. So I work so I can keep my energy up. I just thought I'd let you know that, Simon. Later.
How about him?
Okay, then.
Yeah, there was a story that people are now smoking the Mary Jane before they work out because of the energy and focus they get off of it, especially runners.
Right, which still doesn't seem right.
Well, you heard that man right there. He works every day, and he tokes all day, every day, while he's working, and clearly his energy is up.
Yeah, he sounds very energetic.
Yeah, so... I mean, I'm not saying...
Does he run on his job, though?
He's way too stoned for that, man. He's blinded, dude. All right.
Message moved.
Hey, Simon.
My name's Laura, and we live in Florida, but we've been coming up here near the Roaring Gap area for, golly, almost 30 years. And I just want to say, I don't think I've ever called a station before to say this, but your mix of music is just so spot on and so perfect.
Ah, shucks.
Now we get it, and I turn it on, and I'm just so happy. Oh. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your music, and it's keep doing it. Keep rocking.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Laura, that was so nice.
Do we get credit for our jobs for her?
Yeah. Yeah, man, everything counts.
And Laura, have you ever considered moving here?
Every bit of it counts, man. She's putting that goodness out into the universe, man. Yeah. All you got to do is accept it, man.
Like, does Laura still even know? Does Laura even know that she can listen to us in Florida?
Of course. Yeah,
like,
everybody.
She doesn't have to drive up to Roaring Gap.
I welcome her. But, you know, it was funny. When people will call up a radio station like that and gush, how the people on the radio would go, oh, doggone it, you're so sweet. Oh, thank you so much. Now, what else do you love about me? Is there any one thing that...
Out of all of us, right here in the room, who might you say you love the most?
I don't believe you mentioned any one of us specifically. Would you please?
What's your favorite personality? What's your favorite station that you listen to? What's our name?
Or when, they'll quiz them. They'll quiz. Hey, can you name everybody on the show? And then they can't.
There's Cheese Face and
Chris,
that guy,
and the other Chris,
and Murphy, the one that talks a lot,
Steve Harvey.
Message moved.
Hey, Simon, I don't know if you noticed or not, but these used cars out here, sitting in people's yards and on the car lots, they are outrageous in the price. I went and looked at a few. The guy told me, said, I'll just go ahead and tell you, they got sandwich titles for them. They look like he got them out of the junkyard and they need to go back to the junkyard. It is unbelievable what people want for these cars. But I got a feeling they ain't going to get it. Thank you, Simon. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Did he say that car had a sandwich?
I don't know what he was saying in the middle there, but he is so right. And now they're saying that new car prices are above sticker. You know, we were talking about how old cars, used cars, are like 40% over what they were going for. That's a lot.
I actually was looking at a used car that I want, thinking that it would be cheaper, and it turned out they were asking more for the used car than they were for the new car.
Mm-hmm. Well, but now new cars are catching up.
Oh boy!
Yeah, isn't that fun?
So happy to hear that.
I like that he called us to tell us that.
Oh, he's great. He calls with observations from time to time.
Oh, neat.
Glad he's paying attention.
See what else we got.
Yeah, I just remember calling the White House again because I called a little late the other day.
Now, did you catch what he said there at the beginning?
Calling the White House?
Yeah, he's letting us know about calling the White House
again.
When I was talking to y'all just then, but I called that number. The old woman says thank you for calling the White House, but then they said it was temporarily closed.
The White House is temporarily closed.
They don't want to hear that. Nobody has to say. They're going to do what they want to do. Say something about you can send an email. I don't have no email.
You don't?
You know, I had an earthquake about the email all of them. I wish I heard earthquake to hit them again. It hit them harder than it did before.
All right.
Done some damage to the building.
Wait, how do you understand him?
He wants their. He said they had an earthquake. Okay. He called the White House.
Right. I
clearly,
got that.
Clearly, the White House knows his number now, and the White House is closed when he calls.
Right.
Yes.
He's saying that they had an earthquake in Washington sometime in the past. His wish is for them to, if he had email, he would email them another earthquake, a more damaging one.
That's not how
I
know. Oh,
I guess that's why I didn't understand. So it clearly... I didn't realize that was an option.
Aren't you glad he doesn't have email?
Hold on.
I got a spam folder.
Hold on, man. God, hold on.
That'd be email I want to send.
Yeah, earthquake email.
Because I can't get them on the phone. It don't do no good. Plain, they don't want to hear you.
Nope.
They're going to do what they want to do.
They're going to do what they want to do.
That's probably why they stole the election.
Oh.
Because they don't listen to nobody.
They just keep on doing stuff.
Keep on.
I'm going to tell them to get them airplanes out of the air.
Get the airplanes out of the air.
I
don't hear neither one, nothing coming through the air. Nothing but thunder and light.
Do you ever picture where he's sitting in his house doing this?
Yeah.
But I can't get through because they're closed. They've been closed for some time now.
Now, the thing about the airplanes, this is fascinating. He calls to tell us often when he sees and hears airplanes because they stop the rain. Out where he lives, the airplanes are up there intercepting storms and stopping the rain from falling. That's what he's mad about, and that's why he was calling the White House.
Oh.
I see.
It's a plane-induced drought.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, where do you think he's sitting? I think he's at the kitchen table.
Yeah, he's at the kitchen table.
I picture him in like one of those like easy chairs that, you know, someone's been handed down and handed down and handed down. It's real threadbare. But I also picture that he doesn't have AC, so he's probably sitting in his underwear. Like
with a TV tray next to it.
No, I think he has AC. I remember him talking about it, you know.
How do we temporarily close?
Well, I called him one time. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked him very nicely. I said, hey, we love hearing from you, but could you give us a little break between calls? I'm paraphrasing.
He does call very often.
Yeah.
I still like my
idea. Said he was late calling us.
I picture
he's on a schedule.
Like Gary Busey hair.
Like, all right, leave him alone.
I closed up one talk much left in that last year.
All right.
Message moved.
Simon, I was going to tell you there's a Godfather's Pizza on exit 152 at the Bubs truck stop. Just thought you might want to know. That's in Mevin.
Ooh,
oh, there we go.
Godfather's Pizza right down the road.
Is it going to be the same if it's at a truck stop?
Look, don't knock it. There's a truck stop on the way, when you get across the bay, when you get across Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and you're going up Route 13, approaching Accomack County in Northampton County, on the right-hand side, there's a place called Stingray's, the best seafood you've ever had. Ever!
And it's in a truck stop?
Bathedly.
Okay.
To save the message, press message moved.
Only a couple more.
Hey, Simon, don't eat the blue cheese ants, especially after you spray them with Raid. Love y'all.
Oh, we love you.
Thanks.
Dang it. Where was that call earlier?
Sorry, man.
So full.
So I had, sick. I had to get the exterminators over to my house for the ants now.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And he was there, and it was like, I couldn't tell what they were after. They got in a box. It was a box with no food in it. And they were like, it looked like a ant farm. It looked like a real ant colony on my counter. My daughter goes in there and is screaming her head off. Ants, ants. I'm like, shut up. You don't know. You're a kid. There's no ants in here. Let me look at this. Oh my God, there's ants. Ah! But they're the little itty bitty tiny ones. And so I did my thing and sprayed and wiped them down and everything. And they kept coming back hard. So the exterminator came and he's looking. And he goes around to another part of the kitchen, and I go, nah, they don't go over that far. They're just over here. Let's stick over here. And he goes, no, I see them right here. They're definitely making a trail right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are hardcore this year. We've had them all over the kitchen. Like, I've never called an exterminator in my life. And
really?
We had to call the exterminator, Don's Pest Control. Thank you. To come and get rid of them because they were just all over the place. And we even were putting out the bait and all that. And they were loving that.
Yeah.
But they just kept coming back.
Well, have you ever yet squashed one and smelled your fingers?
No, I refuse.
God, you're missing out on
life. I swear, you really are missing something nice.
I won't
nice.
Do it because you tell me to. It never would have crossed my mind to squish an ant and smell it. And now it's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you know, most everything I touch, I didn't smell my hand.
Do you?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah.
I thought everybody did that.
No.
Huh.
I kind of do. You're all right.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
This is the guy that you're going
Simon.
To.
Hey, Simon. Creed back in Atlanta
Creed.
After being a short time
up
in the borough. I had a thought when I was coming home today. Why is it that people buy ice cream from these really dirty vans? Why are these ice cream vans always filthy? You ever notice that? They never seem to clean them, but yet people buy ice cream from these things. And I see food trucks like that more these days. Would you go in a restaurant if it was as filthy as some of these ice cream trucks? I don't know, man. Probably not me. So in the good nature of summertime, go lick a snow cone for me. They don't really make lemon ones, so be wary of that, and especially the ones with the chocolate centers. Bye now.
Oh, man. He went bathroom on us at the end.
Message moved.
Come on, Creed. But he's right.
Yeah. And people come running for the dirty, filthy ice cream truck.
Some are pretty banged up. Now that you mention it, there are nice ones out there. I mean, they get like a Kona Ice, which is really, those are real bougie. You're the Ice Queen.
Those are bougie.
Yeah,
We're talking about the Ice Cream Man.
Ice Queen is a smoking hot babe. Where is she this summer? I have not seen her one time.
You know what? Food Truck Festival. She's going to be there on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But anyway, I think he does have a very valid point. And it is funny because you do see some of there's some food trucks that are like super glossy. And then there's one that's like, hey,
the food trucks are supposed to go, like they're supposed to get health department approved. But I think now that I really stop and think about it, most of the ice cream trucks seem to be run by carnies.
Could be.
So when they're not at the fair, they're running the ice cream truck around.
And they're clearly not, up on cultural, differences, because Christmas music in the summertime blaring out of your ice cream truck, when you're playing Silent Night in MIDI form, and it's like straining to get out Silent Night as you're going down the street.
I don't know. That's still, it's something about the tone of it, because it's like, I hear that and I don't care what the song is. It's
exactly.
Like, ice cream!
Exactly.
Ice cream!
So, I mean, like, do you go to ice cream man school and then you graduate and you get a filthy truck and a tape with songs on it and it's like, whatever it is, you play
instead
it.
Instead of a diploma.
Oh, come all ye
faithful.
Ice cream man!
All right.
Hey, Simon, how about putting modesty shorts over his head? Cover up that ugly mug with that hairy face he is. He ain't got a big unit. He's just stupid.
What? I think he's talking to you, Matthew.
Oh, that's great. That's Dale talking about you, man. Well, he was talking about modesty shorts, which is what some schools are making girls wear under their skirts this year.
Oh, yes, I was confused.
And you mentioned that you yourself wear modesty shorts.
Yeah.
I understand now.
But he, in his sweet way, would love for you to put some shorts over his head so he doesn't have to see your ugly, hairy face.
I was confused as to whether or not he wanted me to put them on my face, but it's on his face. Dale, you may borrow my modesty shorts.
No, your face.
I thought, I'm confused. Does he want me to put my shorts on his face?
No, on your face.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to look at you.
All right, Dale.
Either way, it works.
You don't want to see any more of that.
I don't want to see it either, buddy. I got to look at it every day.
I'm getting in trouble with DoorDash. I found it. I love it. It became the thing. And like my daughter and I would order from it consecutive days.
Really?
Yeah.
You're rich.
No.
Yeah.
It's just,
you're spending that much money on food. Do you realize how expensive DoorDash is compared to going to the place?
Well, it's relative, because some of these restaurants, there's no delivery fee and it's the tip, whatever. So that's not that bad. But then when you order Bojangles, because of their amazing chicken sandwich that I'm no longer allowed to eat, and you order Bojangles for three people and it costs $40.
That shouldn't
That's
be.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still brought it to the house. I still love them so much.
I actually, one day last week, lunchtime, I was like, I didn't bring anything with me. I really wanted a Jimmy John's sandwich. And it's what? 4 miles down the road,
no
two
idea.
Miles down the road, something.
I've definitely done that too.
Driving. So I get online on the little app and I'm like, and this isn't even through DoorDash. So I don't have the extra delivery fee that DoorDash has. I still end up spending $15 on a sandwich and a bag of chips.
But they brought it here. They brought it to you.
It was so great.
You're the queen of Siam. I mean, what kind of world are we living in? Anything you think of. I mean, you may have been doing this for a while, but for me, this is a big deal. Don't take this from me.
I'm not trying to take it from you. I just think it's funny because you are becoming a shut-in.
Yes.
And you used to be very good about going out to places with your daughter
just
and
so
trying
you could get
new
some
places.
Food.
Mm.
And now I just picture your hair getting longer, your nails are unkempt, and you're just going to be sitting in your you know, surrounded by jars of a suspicious fluid, and you're like
Fat Thor in the Avengers.
Do you think the doorman is here with our food?
Well, at least I will be, you know, a superlative. At least I'll be really that way.
I worry about you.
Really?
Well, when you start ordering a singular chicken sandwich to be delivered.
Right. So good.
I never thought I would ever hear you say you ordered Bojangles through DoorDash.
Oh my God. And I was so happy. I was like singing and dancing and kicking up.
Now,
stretching and kicking.
You do realize too, there's other services that open the doors to different restaurants, right?
I can't do
Uber
it.
Uber Eats.
And, yeah, I know that. But I'm in too deep now. I don't like signing up for stuff.
Yeah.
So once you're in it, you're now in it to win it on.
I'm a DoorDash guy. I'm a DoorDash guy for life.
Very loyal.
Yep.
That is, you know, I like your loyalty. I just think it's interesting because there's other places.
It seems like they wanted more info. The other ones did.
I think it's interesting.
That's your line in the sand. They wanted too much information.
I think it's interesting that we used to only be able to get pizza delivered if you lived in their area. And
right.
Now it's anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run by and get it for you.
Literally.
Holy crap. Yeah, there was one ad that popped up that said, alcohol and cigarettes delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know about cigarettes. Well, there was a pizza place in town where I have in the past late night ordered a pizza because they would also deliver beer and cigarettes back in the day.
Now, how did you make that happen? Because I've never been
asked.
Who did you ask? The person on the phone?
Yeah, I said, hey, can I
don't believe they're supposed to.
But they also charge a lot of money. But I was.
You were drunk.
I needed more beer and cigarettes and a pizza while I was out.
And there was no way that you were going to leave the house.
But I think it's funny you say that about it. You can get anything delivered. I mean, you can get a car delivered these days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, Carvana will bring a car to your door.
You know what?
And they'll
I
bring
wonder,
you cigarettes too.
In Indiana, at bars, you can get package takeout kind of to go. They usually, you can get a 6-pack of Bud Light when you leave the bar, and they'll wrap it up in a bag for you, and you can take it with you. It usually costs just a little more, whatever. But I wonder if, because they have that service, if you're able to have your Uber driver get you some packaged beer to go and have them drop it off at your house.
I think if you message them, I think a lot of people will cut something on the side.
Yeah.
Especially those guys, like a DoorDash driver.
I'll give you $20 if you pick up this and this.
Yeah, for sure. They'd do it in a heartbeat, I think.
All right.
So, hey, neat. Now I found other ways to really...
None of us ever have to leave.
Hey,
can you pick up my prescriptions and my dry cleaning?
Well, CVS now offers to deliver.
Oh, yeah, they'll deliver that to your house. I get it in the mail.
Oh, my God. What else? I mean, what else do you need to survive?
And you know what?
You get collectibles.
I could be doing this from home, too.
No, don't do that again.
Well, that was the next question.
That was the
only
worst.
Reason Sean needs to leave his house at the moment is to come here.
Do you remember how painful it was?
Oh, it was
him
terrible.
And his stupid. I my Wi-Fi's bad. It's this cardboard box.
That's the only thing saving us.
This damn cardboard box is getting in the way of my signal. That's not how internet works.
You don't know about
yes,
my cardboard box.
So, I begged you for months to plug in directly to your thing. You're like, no.
I had to sit on an ottoman up there.
The only thing saving him from becoming a complete shut-in is the fact that he hates technology.
Yeah, but then it's the same thing. His technology is allowing him to become a shut-in. It's a vicious cycle.
He won't.
The snake is eating its tail.
He'll never go with the whole broadcasting from home. It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
For us.
For me.
No, us.
No, please, for us.
For me, it was a nightmare.
We were great, except when you had to
Is
do
your
it.
Daughter on the internet? No, I told her not to. Hold on.
Get off the internet! Okay, sorry.
The thing I hated most about those days was the echo in my damn kitchen. You know?
Really?
Well, good thing you had your soundproof box.
I was in a nice box. What came in that box?
But it interrupted your Wi-Fi.
All right, that's about all the time we have for this edition of the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. Be sure you subscribe and like and check us out online at 987simon.com. That's where you can listen to our show. Bet You Won't Play It Friday is coming in a couple of days with a whole bunch of requests. And if you want to be one of the people that you hear call the podcast, call 336-373-0987 and tell us about, you know, calling the White House and the airplanes stopping the rain. Whatever's
and
going
Rick
on.
Flair.
Whatever's going on at y'all's house.
Woo.
Final thought, Charlie?
Oh, goodness gracious. We've talked about so many things today.
It's always a shock that the final thought's coming.
Thanks for listening, Tadpoles.
Maddie?
I gotta go. The Natural Science Center has asked me to stop my relationship with the red panda.
All right, next time. Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.